ministry. I thought it'd be something a little bit different since we're doing the Abide 21, and I know this year it just seems different. It's different for me not going to prayer locations, not fellowshipping with people. That's been a little bit, you know, different and weird. But I've enjoyed just a little bit more of the quiet time with the Lord in my own little personal time as I work on the different passages of Scripture for Abide and just think about and pray about those. And then it's been one sense sad, and another sense it's been kind of neat to, you know, have that time. So it's day 5, Luke 4, 16 through 19. Jesus is going to return back to Nazareth. There's excitement in the land because Jesus is a teacher. And when Jesus starts teaching, a lot of things happen that don't happen in a normal time with the Lord or with anyone else that's speaking. It's just because Jesus is there, things happen. It's so awesome to watch and be for us to read. I would have loved to have been in that setting, just watching Jesus as he talked to different people, loved different people, ministered to different people. But he has left us his word, and so that's an opportunity for us to read and think about. So Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and it was his custom. He would went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord and its favor. If you go down a little bit farther, you read these, verse 20, and he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Really what he was doing was he was saying that he was the Messiah. He fulfilled that passage of scripture in Isaiah. I love the word picture of Jesus up front unrolling the scroll to the specific words that Isaiah had written, because there was going to be a coming Messiah. And now he is going to identify he is that one. He is that Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. And what's also interesting is he stops where in the book of Isaiah, where if you keep on reading, it's about vengeance. And so he stops at the right perfect spot. And now the individuals that are listening to him, now you and I, we only stopped at 19. So I wanted to read a little bit farther. Now you and I have the opportunity. What do we see in this passage? Well, we see that Jesus is standing in front of the people in the synagogue, and he's saying to them that he has been anointed to be the Messiah. I think it's also really neat that he sent me to proclaim liberty to who? Captives, recovering the sight of the blind, to set those who are oppressed to be free, to proclaim the year of the Lord. And so it's so neat to know that this Messiah didn't come to go work in the California high-end area, is going to make money and, you know, prosper. No, no, he came to give a message to those who are needy, those who are broken, that those who need a Savior. I don't know how many of the people, as you read on, you'll see that they're all, you know, verse 22, all spoke well of him, marveled at his gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son? I mean, this is, you know, this is just the carpenter's boy." But the carpenter's son is the Messiah. He proclaimed that in this verse. I don't know how many people in that audience stopped and said, "Oh, yep, this is the Messiah." But as you and I go about Abide 21, as you and I work towards the opportunity to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we need to be reminded that the Messiah came, gave his life for us. He had a message. The message was not to the perfect people, but to the weak people. And he wanted to set them free. And so may you and I accept that message and then be messengers of that message with the time that we have left on this earth. So thank you for joining me on this Let's Talk. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. And you left it for us for a specific reason, to know truth, be able to navigate in the world that we're living in. And so as we walk in our community, we know Jesus is not a popular name. And so help us to love people well and still continue to share the truth about you, Jesus, with the people that are around us. Thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve you. We love you and we need you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.